You Decide 2020.
All right, it's June. The Republican National Convention is in August, and while we still don't officially know where the festivities will happen, Jacksonville continues to be discussed as a possibility for the GOP. A report from the Washington Post says that Republicans have tentatively settled on our city as the new destination for the premier festivities of the convention, per three Republican officials that were briefed on the plans.
The report says details of the arrangement are still in flux and that Republican National Party aides are scrambling to determine whether Jacksonville has enough hotel rooms to accommodate this event. Republican officials were in town Monday looking at Jacksonville and the surrounding areas. According to two officials, the Republican National Convention more routine and lower profile meetings would still happen in Charlotte.
We could soon learn if Jacksonville will host a portion of the Republican National Convention. On Wednesday, the RNC pushed back on a report from the Washington Post that said Jacksonville was tentatively chosen. But leaders are confident that Jacksonville will be ready to host the massive gathering in just 2 months. Further spread of COVID-19 is a concern, but so far, no details have been released on what precautions will be taken. Meanwhile, Action News Jax checked, and prominent downtown hotels plus the Omni and Amelia Island have the convention dates blocked off with no explanation as to why. I'm CBS 47, Fox 30, Action News Jax, Lorena Inclan, 104.5 WOKV.
Think again.
Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry appearing in a promotional video for Jacksonville as the new host city for the capper of the Republican National Convention. In just over 2 months, the Republican National Committee says the president's acceptance of his party's nomination will happen at Vistar Veterans Memorial Arena with thousands of Republican delegates from around the country.
Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry released a statement saying he welcomes the opportunity to highlight everything our city has to offer, along with the tremendous economic impact. The city predicts the RNC could be a big economic boost to the tune of $100 million or more at a time businesses need it the most. Typically, it takes years to put together a major event like this. So now the question is, how does the city pull it off in less than 2.5 months? Mayor Curry says Jacksonville will be ready, and they have already secured 10,000 hotel rooms. I'm CBS 47, Fox 30, Action News, Jax reporter Christy Turner for 104.5 WOKV.
Friday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News continues on 104.5 FM WOKV News Time 701.
I'm Jeremy Ratliff.
And I'm Ariel Wysocki. Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry appearing this morning on Fox and Friends First, talking about how the city's work with the UFC in holding the first live professional sporting event during the COVID-19 pandemic. It's prepared the area to host this year's Republican National Convention.
To be able to move on to this, and a live event, an arena with people in a safe, responsible way, it's going to be tremendous for economic development in our city.
And the business part of the convention is still going to take place in Charlotte, while President Trump is going to accept the party's nomination here in Jacksonville at Vistar Veterans Memorial Arena.
Jacksonville police are searching for a missing 17-year-old and her 1-year-old daughter. Heidi Salas Ramirez may be with a man she knows, identified as Alex Morales Jimenez. You can see photos of the teen and her baby at WOKV.com.
And we're going to go ahead and take Mayor Lenny Curry speaking live right now. Let's go ahead and listen in.
Friday morning, last night, the Republican National Committee announced that Jacksonville will host their 2020 convention right here in our city. This is a tremendous opportunity for the citizens of Jacksonville, both economically, for businesses to get back on their feet as we emerge from COVID-19 in a safe and responsible way. It's also a tremendous opportunity to showcase our city to the world and all that we have to offer, from our sports and our arts, our entertainment, our beaches, our river, our quality of life, all of the things that we know and love about our city we'll be able to showcase to the world. I'm grateful to all of the people that made this happen. There was a lot of work that happened behind the scenes to make the case for Jacksonville. Numerous cities were considered. Numerous cities were making their case. But in the end, we won this tremendous opportunity. While I know that this is a big win for our city, I know that there are many that are concerned about COVID-19. How do we navigate our way into a large-scale event as we come out of the pandemic that is COVID-19 and the virus that, frankly, is still with us? And we're just going to have to continue to act responsibly. But as we've proven weeks ago when we hosted the first professional sporting event, during COVID-19, the UFC, which we did in a safe and responsible way. We'll also be able to do that with the Republican National Convention, given where we are with the effects of this pandemic that we're emerging from. Our percent of positive cases remain at 2.7%. While we increase the availability of COVID-19 testing, we now have over 25 testing locations in operation in our city. So as I've said many times before, we can expect the raw numbers of positives to increase. But as I've said multiple times, the statistic to watch is the percent of positive cases. That data shows that we have, in fact, flattened the curve for weeks now. In addition, hospitalizations are down significantly in Duval County. I speak with hospital leaders regularly, every week, sometimes daily, and the number of patients treated in emergency departments and in our hospitals continues to decline. That's a data point that we will continue to watch and adapt and react accordingly. My team and I will continue to collaborate with our local, state, and federal law enforcement, health experts to ensure that this convention is smooth, safe, and secure event for everyone.
All right, so Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry continuing to answer many questions, including our own Hannah Lee and others. We also wanted to bring you a little bit more reaction to the news that a portion of the Republican National Convention will be in Jacksonville. Duval County GOP Chair Dean Black joins us live on Jacksonville's Morning News. How were you informed, and what was your immediate words, if you can sanitize them for radio, of course?
Well, we were ecstatic, Rich. And good morning, by the way. It's a big day in Jacksonville. Congratulations to the mayor's team for the hard work. I completely echo his sentiments. This is going to be a breath of fresh air for the business community, especially those that are hardest hit in our community. So it's a big coup for Jacksonville, and we are looking forward to having a spectacular convention. And we're already recruiting volunteers. We were ready with a website and everything when it happened. And we would like to encourage those who would like to help us all make history together to go to rncvolunteer.com.
Dean, is one of the questions that came up for the mayor was about hotel space. And if you look at the bigger picture through Southside and into Orange Park and St. Augustine and Amelia Island, we certainly do have the capabilities for it. How are you working on the logistics? Like, are you partnering with agencies like JTA, for example, on shuttling folks to and from the downtown area for events?
I don't have all of the details on that. The Committee on Arrangements is working that out, and we'll have those details in due course. But we have more than enough rooms, and with things like Airbnb now as well, I think we're going to have plenty of rooms available. It's not like the rooms were already booked solid and they were packed out. There were a lot of vacancies. As the mayor was saying before, you know, a lot of hotels and restaurants, breweries and bars, they have been struggling for so long. And now $100 million impact is going to flood into this city and bring relief to all of those industries.
As the Charlotte Observer reported, and they cited a Republican official, Monday, August 24th, the official business and meetings will happen in Charlotte, and then everyone will head to Jacksonville for 3 days of speeches and celebrations. So by that calculation, it would be Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday with the ultimate culmination. So are you also planning for a full 3 days here?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We're looking forward to it. And I have to say, you know, you have to feel sorry in a way for Charlotte. You know, their people have suffered too. And this impact is not going to be in their city. What a huge disappointment. And it's all because of the decision making of their Democrat mayor and their Democrat governor. And the citizens of North Carolina generally, and Charlotte in particularly, what they really need to do is vote Republican and get some government in there that works for the people.
So we've had a chance to hear from Jacksonville's Mayor Lenny Curry in the last half hour, and also the Duval County Republican Party Chairman Dean Black. We turn to Daniel Henry, the chair of the Duval County Democratic Party, on some of the open concerns that you all have about the news that the Republican National Convention is coming to the River City. Does this go beyond politics, Daniel?
This definitely goes beyond politics. What we're honestly really concerned about is the safety and security of our city, and what kind of financial obligations that the city is going to be on the line for to kind of guarantee an event of this size.
So we heard the mayor talking about that point a little bit ago as he was addressing that no city money would go toward the effort, that it would be fundraised dollars and also committed dollars that would come from the federal government. So how do you all how do you square that with the concern that you have about the city dollars that would go up? And then the other question is about the economic impact and balancing that.
Yeah, I think those are two great questions. So the way I would respond to the city not being on the hook for dollars, I know they set up a nonprofit committee in order for them to raise money for this event. But one thing I'm really curious about, the question that wasn't asked is the city a guarantor with the RNC to ensure that if the organization is not able to raise the funds that they need to, that the city will be on the hook to cover the costs? Other cities that have hosted political parties in the past have been placed in that same obligation. Charlotte itself had to put some money up front in order for them to run their portion of the convention that we're going to see in August. So I think that's a good comeback question to ensure that we really know if the city is going to be using any funds whatsoever to make this event happen, because they're going to have to do a lot of the logistics on the ground right now. And unless the government's going to be writing the check tomorrow, there's going to be some upfront costs that they're going to have to cover before we get reimbursed.
The Amelia Island Convention and Visitors Bureau says they're coordinating with Visit Jacksonville, and they expect at least 4,000 people to come to the island during the convention.
Well, we've got a beautiful beach that they'll all have the opportunity to enjoy. Our historic downtown has a variety of shops.
Meanwhile, in St. Johns County, we're told county leaders have committed about 1,700 hotel rooms for this event. Stephen Ponson, 104.5 WOKV.
For the first 3 days of the convention in Jacksonville, only regular delegates will be allowed. For the final day, each delegate, a guest, and alternate delegates can attend. But Duval GOP Chairman Dean Black says he still expects people to come to Jacksonville.
There are many, many, many events that will be planned all over town in numerous other buildings.
The host committee has said it plans to use both indoor and outdoor venues, including Daly's Place, ViStar Veterans Memorial Arena, and several others. Sarah Thompson, 104.5 to WOKV.
And our top local story, the plan as it stands is not something he can support. Jacksonville Sheriff Mike Williams expressing significant concerns about the upcoming Republican National Convention.
Sheriff Mike Williams says JSO currently only has 25% of the resources it's requested.
From the very beginning, there's been challenges with communication, challenges with being able to, again, lock things in that you need to have.
He says it is possible a new plan could be developed, but he believes we're past the point of no return to execute this event safely. A spokesperson for the RNC has responded, saying Jacksonville's hosted upwards of 70,000 people for football games and other events, and will be able to ensure a safe convention with the help of state and federal partners. Sarah Thompson, 104.5 WOKV.
You can read the full statements from the sheriff and the RNC. You can find them at WOKV.com.
We told you when Jacksonville received the federal special event designation, which frees up tens of millions for security. But the sheriff says none of that money has been paid out. William tells us as it stands, he only has 25% of the manpower necessary to pull the security at this event off. William says now is the time to be fine-tuning security plans, but at present, they don't have any. The mayor is expected to address these concerns today. In the meantime, we received a statement from the mayor's office that says they're in constant communication on providing safety for the city, and they're expecting to meet with the sheriff again in the coming days. For CBS 47, Fox 30 Action News Jax, I'm reporter Beth Russo on 104.5 WOKV.
This afternoon, my political team came to me and laid out our plans for the convention in Jacksonville, Florida. It's a place I love. I love that state. The drawings look absolutely beautiful. I never thought we could have something look so good so fast with everything going on. And everything was going well. A tremendous list of speakers, thousands of people wanting to be there, and I mean, in some cases, desperately be there. They wanted to attend, people making travel arrangements all over the country. They wanted to be there. The pageantry, the signs, the excitement were really, really top of the line. But I looked at my team and I said, the timing for this event is not right, just not right with what's happened recently, the flare-up in Florida. To have a big convention, it's not the right time.
This is 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk.
Live team coverage starts now.
Good evening, it's 5:58. I'm Joe Daraskovich.
And I'm Sarah Thompson. Our top national story is breaking news. saying the timing is just not right. President Trump is canceling the Jacksonville portion of the Republican National Convention.
I have to protect the American people. That's what I've always done. That's what I always will do.
He says the North Carolina portion will go on as planned with the delegates there as well. The president says he plans to do telerallies instead and a convention speech in a different form.
We planned it when our positivities were low and we're with a virus that is unknown, that spreads. We don't have a vaccine and things can literally change on a day, on any given notice, on any given day or any given week.
The mayor says preparing for the RNC involved no taxpayer dollars and the council auditor is working on finding out how many hours of work were spent by city employees on it.
There were no taxpayer dollars expended on the planning of the Republican National Convention. Never was going to be. There wasn't any spent.
Hannah Lee, 104.5 WOKV. Ann Urban, president of Destination Planning, says she invested $12,000 into her venues to prepare for the RNC. Money, she says, that will never be repaid.
But the income that we would have gotten, which is realized contracted business that we had, that now has fallen through, was close to $200,000.
Urban says in light of this, she will have to reanalyze her business.
We've got to move past the RNC disappointment and figure out how to regroup.
Hannah Lee, 104.5 WOKV.
I accept this nomination for president of the United States of America.
So now with the Democratic National Convention in our rearview, the attention shifts to the Republican National Convention, which for a brief period of time was going to be in Jacksonville. Delegates are already arriving in Charlotte. Gina Esposito with our great Cox Media Group station WSOC-TV is there. And several hundred delegates are still going to be doing a lot of business, but a lot of the shine and glimmer of the convention isn't going to be in your city. It's going to be in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot quieter today than what we had originally planned for. A lot more delegates are expected today. You know, they're staying at the Westin in Uptown, which is our downtown. And today they're starting their private business meetings at the hotel there, but definitely, you know, a lot quieter here.
I would imagine that there's still the same general buzz of a convention where you have road closures, security restrictions and whatnot. You just don't have the crush of attention and the need for additional security measures with delegates there and major politicians like the president and vice president. Does that put a damper at all on the celebration or the mood of the delegates?
I mean, talking to some delegates yesterday, they were definitely disappointed that there weren't more people here. If you go through the uptown area, you know, you're obviously going to see RNC signs. The airport was obviously decorated and welcomed the delegates there. So it's definitely quieter. I think people are still excited about the RNC being in Charlotte and some of that. But yeah, over the weekend, we're expecting road closures. The light rail is shutting down.
Is there still a major business boost that comes? I would imagine it's diminished over what the original expectations were.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the delegates can still go out and eat in Uptown and that sort of thing, but obviously not as large as a presence as what many of the businesses were expecting.
Indeed. Gina Esposito with our great station WSOC-TV in Charlotte. And the attention will turn to the Republicans next week. We'll have live coverage for you throughout next week, beginning at 8 o'clock every night.
Our top national story. Republicans getting their turn to lay out their vision for America this week as the GOP's national convention gets underway. Washington insider Jamie Dupree begins our team coverage.
Delegates and alternates
meeting first in Charlotte to start the renomination of President Trump.
This convention will come to order.
The GOP convention will mix some taped items with live speeches from an auditorium near the White House.
We're going to do a fairly reasonably quick meeting in North Carolina. The nomination will be produced.
As President Trump on Thursday night will become the first president to make an acceptance speech from the White House.
Now, the convention was scheduled to be held here in Jacksonville this week, of course, but those plans scrapped amid a spike in Florida coronavirus cases.
Jacksonville City Council members are now finding out how much the canceled RNC will cost the city.
At the end of the day, $153,000 was spent preparing for an event that never happened. The costs were split between overtime and the hiring of an outside contractor to help with federal grant compliance to host the Republican National Convention. Wheeler Emergency Management is invoicing the city close to $68,000. City auditors told council members yesterday that the invoice is currently under review. Hannah Lee, 104.5 WOKV.